The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your series, Treasures, and chapter 11 in the letter to Romans. St. Paul is saying, "For I speak to you Gentiles," verse 13. And when he speaks now, he speaks to the Gentiles who believed in Christ, part of the church now in Rome. "Inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry." That's not out of his pride, but you know, because he started as a Jewish preacher. He believed in himself as a preacher for the Jewish people because he was a Pharisee. But the plan of Christ was not to push him to preach the word of God to the Jew people. But the plan of God was to make him the minister of the Gentiles, the one who is responsible for the missionary services for the Gentiles. And that was not his plan. But after many years, he found out that God made use of him, and the strength of God could save thousands of people of the Gentiles through the word given by St. Paul himself. So he magnified his ministry. He's happy with his ministry. Now he can see the gift or the grace of God given to the Gentiles. "If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh," he meant the Jewish people, "and save them, some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the word, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?" So, you know, if when the Jewish people were cast away because they rejected the good news of the New Testament, that was a blessing for the Gentiles. And many, many of the Gentiles accepted Christ because he was not now the Jew man for the Jewish people, but he God of everyone who incarnated and became man to save all of us. So if these Jewish people accepted the good news also, it will be a great thing to happen, because it's kind like life from the dead. Because nowadays most of them are like dead in spirit because they did not accept Christ the Savior. "For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast again at the branches." He is simplifying the idea with this, you know, olive tree. He's saying that the original tree is the Jewish people, because these people were the chosen one. Originally, these were the believers in God. So we cannot ignore the truth, ignore the history. Abraham was the first chosen man to, you know, to start this idea of people of God. So these were like the olive tree. And, you know, some of the branches were cut off because they couldn't continue in this, you know, idea of chosen people. And there were the idea of grafting. Some branches who were like dead branches from other trees were grafted into the original tree. That's the idea of Gentiles joining the chosen people idea. Because the Gentiles, when they believed in God, they became part of the church, the real body of Christ. So these, you know, foreigners coming to be members in the family of God, in the body of Christ, they are not allowed to boast saying, "We are superior, we are better, you are the bad ones, we are the good ones." That's not accepted. Let's read it again. "For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches." The root was, you know, like Abraham, of the whole tree, and the branches are the people of Israel. And if some of the branches were broken off, those who did not accept Christ, and you being, you the Gentiles, being A wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Now we are partakers of the root, because now we are considered sons and daughters of Abraham himself. We are not the offspring physically, but because we followed the faith of Abraham. Now Abraham is our grandfather, like the chosen people, because we are in the same body now. We believe in Christ, who was the Savior coming to us for everyone. So we are partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, the grace of God. Do not boast again at the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You are not a newcomer. So you are not allowed to boast, saying, I am the believer, I am better than anyone. No, you have to remind yourself, you were foreigner, and with the grace of God, God brought you to be one member in the church, in the body of Christ. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. So it's all about faith. Because they could not believe, they were broken off. And because you believe, now you are grafted in. So it's not a matter of boasting who is better than who. Do not be hasty, but fear. You have to be afraid, because the original people fall down. They couldn't continue. They left behind because they couldn't believe in Christ. You have to be afraid. You have to be scared of this truth. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. So when you focus, you have to focus on both. The goodness of God, who wants everyone to be saved, and also the severity. Because God is fair, God is just, and He put this rule that who believes in Him and his life is totally, you know, the outcome of his faith, that the only one will continue to be a member in the body of Christ. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell severity. But toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. So, this verse is very important, because no one can say, because I'm a believer now, I'm on the safe side. Whatever I do, nothing will happen, because now I'm righteous. I believed in Christ. No, you have to be careful. You have to be afraid. Because some people, because they lost their faith, they were broken off. So if you lose your faith any time, you will be broken off. You will be cast away from the body of Christ. So don't believe much in your situation. Don't say, I'm a believer, nothing will never happen. No, you have to continue. You have to struggle keeping your faith strong all the time. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell, severity. But toward you, goodness, if you continue in His goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief. So now, in these days, most of the Israel people were not believing in Christ. But if they did not continue in their attitude of unbelief, so they believed in Christ, they will come again to be part of the olive tree of the body of Christ. They also, if they do not continue in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Look how wise is this man, because he was harsh a bit against the Jewish people. Because he proved that salvation is related to faith. And faith nowadays within the hands of the Gentiles much more than the hand of the Jewish people. So because he supported the Gentiles part so many times in the last 10 chapters, now he wants to balance things and prove that I'm not against Jewish people. Jewish people are prone to be the good people. They are, you know, more called, more to be good Christian than anyone. Because originally they were the chosen people, the people of God. And if they study the prophets carefully, they will be better than anyone. They will know that Christ is Jesus, the Lord, the Savior. And they will, you know, succeed to be good Christians and be the best in the body of the church. So now he is supporting the part, saying, how much more will these who are natural branches, speaking about the Jewish people, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion. So some knowledge about the history of the Jewish people. So people of the Gentiles part may not be superior or may feel like better than anyone. That blindness in part had happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. So it's like a prophecy. In the future, all Israel will be saved. Because with the end of the days, all Jew people will come again to believe in Christ. So because of the promise of God to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, all their offspring, one day they will come again to be his people. As it was written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. So again, that's a prophecy calling for the Jew to come again and be the chosen people. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. For that time, at that time, you know, they were like enemies. Again, the gospel of the good tidings. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. When you think of the history, they were the elected people because of their fathers. But for their situation at that time, because of their enmity against the gospel, they were cut off or they were against the good teaching. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. Which means that, you know, don't look now for the situation. One day, and it's coming soon, you know, many of these people will regain their faith and be a good part of the church. And the mercy of God is always there. God is waiting for everyone to come to his embrace. So don't think that Gentiles now become the church and the Jewish people are off the way now. Because the Jewish people will be considered to be part of the church, but again through believing in Christ the Savior. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. So God allowed this to happen, just, you know, to open his heart to all people, the Gentiles, and then in his plan to regain again, you know, the people lost of Israel. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. He's saying how much deep is the wisdom of God. His plan was just perfect. His riches of his heart, of his love to everyone, planned for the salvation of all nations, not the chosen, the early chosen people, but all the Gentiles. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So no one can trace the whole picture of God. You can never understand his mind fully, because his thoughts are much higher than whatever we think. You know, his mind is, you know, you can never know all the ways, all the thoughts of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Now he is taking again some of the verses of the Old Testament. The letter to Romans, full of prophecies, full of witnesses from the Old Testament, because he wanted to prove to the Jewish party that your books is speaking about what's happening, that the Gentiles will be accepted, and only through faith there is the salvation. And you, the Jewish people, you have to believe in Christ the Savior to be saved like others. For who has known the mind of the Lord? No one can know fully the mind of the Lord. Who has become his counselor? No one can, you know, give advices to God. God is, you know, higher than anyone's mind. Who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? So all the question meaning that no one can get all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the mind of the Lord. So we have to admit that we are, you know, very much limited in our knowledge, in understanding. But we have to trust God and trust his wisdom, trust his plan, that he is planning for the salvation of everyone, not in one generation, but in all generations. He started by taking the Gentiles to his heart, but he is planning to get everyone, even the Jewish people who rejected himself at a time. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. Nice, very nice verse. For of him, coming of him, all the wisdom, all the plans, and through him, all the knowledge, all the salvation, and to him, back to him, we will all go back to him in heaven. So he is everyone, everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of the story. He knows exactly what is he doing, but we do not know everything. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. He looks like he ended the story. He completed the comments on the salvation for the Gentiles and the Jews. But actually the letter is still there. Because after he spoke about how Christ saved humanity and why he started with the Jew, and now it's open for the Gentiles, and one day it will go back to take also the Jew people to be part of the church. Now, how can we live our Christian life that, you know, that will be seen in the coming chapters? Glory to God. Amen.